بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويصنع الفلك وكلما مر عليه ملأ من قومه سخروا منه، قال إن تسخروا منا فإنا نسخر منكم كما تسخرون.
Verse number 38. Nuh followed the command of his Lord and immediately started building the ark. Whenever the leaders and noblemen among his people passed by, they made fun of him, because he was building the ark and there was no water or rivers around. When they continued to mock him, he said to these important people that if they mocked him and his people today when they were building the ark, they also mocked them because of their ignorance of the fact that they would be drowned.
فسوف تعلمون من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ويحل عليه عذاب مقيم.
Verse number 39. Nuh told them that they would come to know who would be punished in this world in a way that disgraced and humiliated them, and upon whom the eternal punishment would come on the day of judgment.
حتى إذا جاء أمرنا وفارت النور قل نحمل فيها من كل زوجين اثنين قل نحمل فيها من كل زوجين اثنين وأهلك إلا من سبق عليه القول ومن آمن وما آمن معه إلا قليل.
Verse number 40. Nuh, peace be upon him, finished building the ark that Allah had commanded him to build. Then his command came to destroy them, and the water boiled up from the furnace they used to bake in, signaling the beginning of the flood. Allah told Nuh, peace be upon him, to take on board the ark a pair of every type of animal on the earth, a male and a female, and to take his family, except for those who it had already been determined would be drowned because they did not believe. He was told to also take those who believed with him from among his people. Only a small number from his people believed with him, despite the long period of time he had remained among them, calling them to have faith in Allah.
وَقَالَ ارْكَبُوا فِيهَا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ مَجْرَاهَا وَمُرْسَاهَا إِنَّ رَبِّي لَغَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Verse number 41. Nuh said to those who believed among his family and his people to board the ark, and that its sailing and landing would be in the name of Allah, saying that his Lord was forgiving of the sins of those of his servants who repent to him, and was compassionate with them. By his mercy to the believers, he saved them from being destroyed.
وهي تجري بهم في موج كالجبال ونادى نوح ابنه وكان في معزل يا بني اركب معنا ولا تكن مع الكافرين.
Verse number 42. The ark sailed with the people and animals in it, through the great waves like mountains. Nuh, peace be upon him, called to his son, who did not believe, and who was isolated from his father and his people in some place. Nuh told him to believe, and to get onto the ark with them, so that he would be saved from the flood. And he told him not to be with the disbelievers, or he would be drowned as they would be.
قال سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء قال لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم وحال بينهما الموج فكان من المغرقين.
Verse number 43. Noah's son said to him that he would take refuge in a high mountain so that the water could not reach him. Noah told his son that nothing would save anyone from Allah's punishment of being drowned by the flood except those who Allah would save in his mercy. A wave came between Noah and his disbelieving son, and his son was drowned by the flood because of his disbelief.
وقيل يا أرض ابلعي ماءك ويا سماء أقلعي وغيض الماء وقضي الأمر واستوت على الجودي وقيل بعدا للقوم الظالمين.
Verse number 44. After the flood, Allah told the earth to absorb the water, and He told the sky to hold back and not to send down rain, and so the water decreased until the land became dry. By then, Allah had destroyed the disbelievers. The ark stopped on Mount Judi. It was said, "Be gone and destroyed the people of disobedience, for they have overstepped the limits of Allah through their disbelief."
ونادى نوح ربه فقال رب إن ابني من أهلي وإن وعدك الحق وأنت أحكم الحاكمين.
Verse number 45. Nuh, peace be upon him, called upon his Lord, saying that his son was of his family, whom he had promised him would be saved. He said that Allah's promise is always true, and that Allah is the most just of judges, who knows best. Beneficial points. 1. The idolaters are in the habit of mocking and sneering at the prophets and their followers. 2. The custom of Allah with people is that most of them do not have faith. 3. The story of Nuh with his people shows the truth of Allah's promise to them that they would be drowned and destroyed.
قال يا نوح إنه ليس من أهلك إنه عمل غير صالح فلا تسألني ما ليس لك به علم فلا تسألني ما ليس لك به علم إني أعظك أن تكون من الجاهلين.
Verse number 46. Allah said to Nuh that his son, who he asked him to save, was not from his family, whom he had promised to save, because he was a disbeliever. Nuh's question was not appropriate coming from him, and he was not right for someone of his rank. Allah told him not to ask him about what he had no knowledge about, cautioning him not to be among those who are ignorant by asking him for things that go against his knowledge and wisdom.
قال رب إني أعوذ بك أن أسألك ما ليس لي به علم وإلا تغفر لي وترحمني أكن من الخاسرين.
Verse number 47. Nuh, peace be upon him, asked his Lord to help him by preventing him from asking him for what he had no knowledge about. He said that if Allah did not forgive him his sin and have mercy on him, then he would be among the losers who lost their share in the afterlife.
قيل يا نوح اهبط بسلام منا وبركات عليك وعلى أمم ممن معك وأمم سنمتعهم ثم يمسهم منا عذاب أليم.
Verse number 48. Allah told Nuh, peace be upon him, to get down from the ark onto the ground in safety and security, and with many blessings from Allah upon him and on the believing descendants of those who were with him on the ark, who would come after them. There would also be other peoples from their descendants who would disbelieve, whom Allah would for a time give enjoyment in the life of this world, giving them their livelihood, but then a painful punishment from him would come to them.
تلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيها إليك ما كنت تعلمها أنت ولا قومك من قبل هذا ما كنت تعلمها أنت ولا قومك من قبل هذا فاصبر إن العاقبة للمتقين.
Verse number 49. This story of Nuh is from the news of the ghaib, which the messenger, peace be upon him, did not know beforehand, and his people did not have knowledge of it, either before this revelation from Allah. Allah tells him to be patient in the face of the injury and rejection of his people, just as Nuh, peace be upon him, was patient. Help and victory is for those who follow what Allah instructs, and who stay away from what he has prohibited.
وإلى عاد أخاهم هودا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره إن أنتم إلا مفترون.
Verse number 50. Allah sent to the people of Ad their brother Hud, peace be upon him. He told them to worship Allah alone, and not to associate anyone with him. He told them that they had no real Allah other than him, glory be to him, and that they were not telling the truth in claiming that he had a partner.
Ya qawm la as'alukum alayhi ajran in ajriya illa ala alladhi fatarani afala ta'qilun.
Verse number 51. Hud told his people that he asked for no reward from them for what he conveyed from his Lord, calling them to it, and that his reward was only from Allah who created him. Would they not think about this and respond to what he called them to?
وَيَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَى قُوَّتِكُمْ وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَى قُوَّتِكُمْ وَلَا تَتَوَلَّوْا مُجْرِمِينَ.
Verse number 52. Hud told his people to ask for forgiveness from Allah and to repent to him away from their sins, the biggest of which was associating others with him. He would reward them by sending abundant rain and would add strength to their strength by increasing their descendants in wealth. He told them not to turn away from what he was calling them to, because they would then be wrongdoers due to their disbelief in Allah and rejection of what he brought to them.
قالوا يا هود ما جئتنا ببينة وما نحن بتاركي آلهتنا عن قولك وما نحن لك بمؤمنين.
Verse number 53. Hud's people said to him that he had not brought them clear proof that would make them believe him. They said that they would not abandon their Allahs because of this word alone without proof, and that they did not believe him in his claim that he was a messenger. Beneficial points. 1. Prophets cannot plead on the behalf of those who disbelieve in Allah, even if they are their children. 2. The verses make clear that the goal of relating the stories of the prophets was to console the prophet, peace be upon him, and the believers. 3. There is great virtue in asking for forgiveness and turning to Allah, which are reasons for rain being sent down and for an increase in descendants and wealth.